Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a sharply lower open today, folks, so buckle up.
Yeah, it's a red morning out there. Tariff-induced volatility is back on the menu, with S&P futures down 88 points, Dow futures down 502, and NASDAQ futures down 366. Mega cap stocks are leading the pre-market slide.
Got it. So what's the main culprit behind this drop?
Well, trade uncertainty is still a major headwind. That 125% tariff on Chinese imports is still in effect, and those higher country-specific rates are looming in July unless deals are struck.
Right, and Kevin Hassett isn't painting a rosy picture. A 10% global tariff as the baseline, that's not great.
Not great at all. He's saying it'll take an extraordinary deal for Trump to budge on that. Plus, we've got the March CPI coming out at 8:30 ET, which could add fuel to the fire.
True. Treasury yields are also lower after a recent surge. The 10-year down 10 basis points to 4.3% and the 2-year down 9 to 3.86%. What about individual stocks? Anything catching your eye?
Definitely. Amazon's Chinese sellers are reportedly prepping for price hikes, which could squeeze margins. CarMax missed earnings estimates. Constellation Brands beat expectations but issued lower guidance for fiscal 26. And U.S. Steel is down 10% pre-market after Trump's comments about not wanting to see it owned by Japan.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. What's the global picture looking like?
Mixed bag. Asian markets mostly rallied overnight, Nikkei up over 9%, but European markets, while higher, are showing more measured gains. The EU is pausing tariff countermeasures for 90 days to negotiate with the U.S., which is a positive sign, but they also voted to retaliate for those steel and aluminum tariffs. So the trade war is far from over.
I see. So what should traders be watching for at the open?
Definitely the CPI data. A hotter-than-expected number could spook the markets further. Also, keep an eye on those mega-cap tech stocks. They're really driving sentiment right now. And watch for any updates on the trade front. Even a whisper of progress could trigger a relief rally.
Any early trade setups you're seeing?
I'm watching gold. It's up significantly pre-market. Could be a safe haven play if the market continues to slide. I'm also intrigued by some of the gapping stocks. Cross is up over 18% pre-market. Worth digging into why.
Interesting. Good insights. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that volatility is the name of the game right now. Stay nimble, manage your risk, and don't get caught on the wrong side of a trade.
Sound advice. Thanks for joining us today, and to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.
Bye-bye.